Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes.
They fought.
Fought hard. Came back.
Fought hard.
Do you think they just made the adjustments finally? First of all, Colorado Buffaloes are what now? 3-2. Prime's lost two in a row. Lost the two games we expected them to lose. USC, Caleb Williams, returning Heisman winner. On his way, well on his way back to go get another Heisman. We'll get blowed out at half.
Yeah.
I mean, getting.
They let their foot off the gas and they come back. Momentum change and then there it is. It's a ball game.
Was it that or did.
That's what happened.
Did Colorado actually make some prime time adjustments?
That's what happened. Momentum, they let off the brakes.
Halftime saving.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's what I was thinking, also.
No, that's what it was. I just know that they're not far away from being an elite college team.
I'm up in the air, man.
They're not far away. Next year, I think they can be good. I think they can make the playoffs next year.
They get those trenches together, huh?
They get the D linemen and the O linemen to come next year, they will be there.
I just don't know, man. Depending on how this season runs out.
Get a weapon or two.
They got weapons.
Now, but they can get another weapon or two. A good power back, like.
Get a good back.
Get a good back, every down back, not just a throwback, third down back, you know?
Yeah, at number three, they can't really play him anymore.
Why?
He can't gain a yard on the ground.
No,
you got to flare him out.
Right, he's in the game, third down.
He's
yeah.
in the game, you know he's flaring out. But I would run crossing routes with him all day long if I was them. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah. Angle routes and stuff like that.
Yeah, just use. He's the fastest guy on the team. Mm-hmm. So use his speed. And USC is notoriously known for having one of the worst defenses. Their defense is terrible.
Oh, yeah, their defense don't hold up to that. Because if their defense was any good,
they'd be beating people.
They would be
70-0.
We'd be talking about them like we talk about
strong Georgia or Bama team. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number 14, man, the young kid, the receiver, big game. How does that kid now get on the field? How does he practice and not get on the field?
He going to get Miller. On the field. He going to get on the field.
Miller is dangerous.
He going to get on the field, though.
Catch radius, tough catches.
He proved himself.
Man, listen.
Without Hunter out there.
Dangerous.
So he going to get on the field.
Yeah. How does he practice? How's he not been on the field?
Now, that I don't know. That's what I was thinking. How did he not be? Hasn't he been playing already?
Has he been injured or something? Like, how is he not going to feel?
I don't know. We have to check on that, because there's no way somebody doing what he doing now.
You see that burst he had?
Out, man. I'm telling you, he nasty.
Dangerous, man. So you still see
93-8-4. That's where I'm at with them.
You're a little higher than me. I'm still 6-6 with
them. Nah.
I'm still 6-6.
8-4. I came down off the 9-3. But I did expect them to lose.
Right.
Those two games. I just don't need them to lose the next two.
There you go.
And we'll go from there. It's touch and go.
But the way they fought back.
But I'm on the ship.
The way they fought back.
It showed me something.
It showed me something or did it?
Nah, it showed me something. It showed me that they're capable of fighting.
We'll see going down
against
the road.
One of those power schools, you know?
Well, like I said, USC has a terrible defense. But to be getting blasted at home, to be getting blown out for the second game in a row, their spirit didn't die.
Yeah.
That showed me a lot right there.
Yeah.
Because I was actually starting to feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
Even though I've been saying it's the worst defense I have ever seen. I think I texted that to you in about the second quarter. Yeah. Worst defense I've ever seen in college football.
You have a tendency to do that.
I'm not wrong, though.
Yeah, you have a tendency to do that, though.
Their defense is terrible, man.
El Terrible.
Listen. Defense coordinator, buddy. Hey, better get it together. figure something out, because how could you be with all this spotlight, all this prime time exposure, and you can't put together a plan to say, hey, we're going to at least do one thing well. We're going to stop the run. We're going to stop the pass. You're not doing nothing well.
Right.
That mean nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've had some turnovers and this and that, but it's never been because they just D'd up so well. Mm-hmm. It's just the flow of the game. So they got Arizona State next.
They should pop them.
Then they got Stanford.
Stanford going to be... You say Stanford ain't that good, but I think it's going to be tough to beat Stanford, though.
Arizona, Stanford, UCLA, Oregon State. Arizona, they should beat. Let's take it back. Say Arizona State, Stanford. These are the games they're supposed to win. They're supposed to beat Arizona State. They're supposed to beat Stanford. They're supposed to beat UCLA. I say they will not beat UCLA.
But how can you say they not, but they supposed to be?
They're not. They run, UCLA runs a pro-style offense like USC. They're not going to beat them. Oregon State, they're not beating Oregon State. Arizona got a chance. They're supposed to beat Arizona. Washington State, no chance of beating Washington State. Utah, definitely no chance of beating Utah. Utah's going to pound the rock on them. So let's see where that leaves us. They're 3-2 right now. 3-3 if they win this weekend. 4-3 if they beat Stanford.
No, if they win this weekend, they'll be 4-2. They're 3-2.
3-2.
Win this weekend.
4-2. Beat Stanford. 5-2.
Right. That's one.
Lose to UCLA. 5-3.
Right.
Lose to Oregon State. 5-4. Beat Arizona. 6-4. Bowl eligible. Lose to Washington State, 6-5. Lose to Utah, 6-6.
Okay.
That's the record. They're going to be 6-6. At best, they can go 7-5. You got them giving 8 wins. You got them 8-4.
8-4.
I'm sticking with that 6-6.
I still wouldn't be mad if they go 7-5.
Well, you wouldn't have no choice. I want them to get 6 wins to become bowl eligible.
They get more than 6 wins.
I want them to get 6 wins to become bowl eligible. I want prime in a bowl.
But I like them. They're going to get more than 6 wins.
And I think when it comes down to bowl decision, they'll get a really good game because think about the money. Bowls is about money, right?
It's about money.
And who else do you want?
They'll get the top bowl besides
the college. Yeah. Right. They're going to get a big bowl.
Yeah, they're going to get a big bowl.
Got to because it's prime.
It's prime.
And, I mean, you can't deny
it. It must be the money.
Must be the money. You can't deny the effect of prime, man. At all.
That's what they want to deny, too.
Can't deny.
That's the part of drawing me to them.
Because they want to... Me, too.
They draw me to them because so many people hating on them.
Yeah. Yeah. People hate on them. But also, I'm still on the backside of, like, Prime ain't doing nothing wrong. But it's like...
He flashy. We forget all that.
Man, I get mad at us as a race. Like, we didn't jump out there and put all this money into Colorado. Mm-hmm. Last year it was what? HBCU, Jackson State, blah, blah, blah. You heard anybody talking about that this year?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Because it was faded.
No, it's a different school, though.
What you mean?
It's not a BC.
HBCU?
HBCU.
I know, I'm saying, but the culture was saying that, hey, we want to return dominance to the HBCU, the black community, put it in these black schools. Prime did the right thing. There's more money out here. Your son got a chance to be a number one pick. Go.
I'm thinking about the bigger picture for him and his son.
Yes, he did the right thing. Yeah, I'm talking about the support. You can support Prime, but if you was all down with the HBCU situation, why are you off of it now? Man, you go up and down social media, you don't see nothing about that. Nothing whatsoever. And that's jacked up. That's my problem with it right there.
Well, yes, it's the same. You know how that go.
Bro, it's like everything else. We, the people, when we start looking at stuff, buying stuff, wearing stuff, then they, the other people, come in and take it. Took Prime, right? Because Prime's money. Not because we love you, Prime. We like the coaching you're doing. No. You're a draw. win or lose, you make money.
Right. Yeah.
Colorado knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And I ain't mad at them or Prime for doing it. I'm mad at us for abandoning the ship. We jumped off ship, man. But anyway, NFL football, man. Green Bay and Detroit. That game on Thursday night.
It went like I thought. Green Bay would get dominated. The Lions are tough.
Green Bay. I thought Jordan Love had played well the last few weeks. But to be honest, that defense got after him. And that pass rusher, that young dude, that I can't think of his name right now, that Detroit has.
Hutch.
He's a real deal.
He's true.
Yeah. He's a real deal.
He is a real deal.
He's a wrecking ball.
Can't block him one-on-one.
Man, he's a wrecking ball. Saw big Bugs get him a sack out there, too, man.
Yeah, I seen that, too.
Oh, Bugs. Bugs got big, ain't he, boy?
Yeah.
He always been big, but he done got bigger.
Yeah.
He's for real nose tackle style now.
Yeah.
Jacksonville and Atlanta, man. What's going on with them, man? Trevor Lawrence. He had 100 and...
He had a good game.
Man, did you see his stats?
I didn't look at his stats, but he won.
Well, that's
true. He had a good game.
But it's so much mediocrity in the NFL, man. These NFL quarterbacks are throwing for... They're struggling to get 200 yards.
Mm.
Struggling. Oh, Ritter.
Yeah, they everybody down on Ritter, but Ritter is Ritter.
Ritter is Ritter. He is who we thought he was.
He's a third-round quarterback.
Playing behind a bad line.
So what do you expect?
It is what it is. Miami Dolphins, man, put up 70 last week. Get blasted yesterday.
Yeah.
Two house hog.
Josh Allen always beat him.
Always beat him down. But that high power offense, man, listen, you sputtered.
Yeah. Ain't no help.
Sputtered.
Yeah. Without Waddle, though, but they scored 70 points last week. Come on, you can't repeat that.
I mean, I picked the Bills to win these, right? You picked the Jets.
Yeah, but that's, you know, yes. You know why I picked them.
Water under the bridge now.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, it's Buffalo. Aaron Rodgers gone, it's Buffalo.
I still said Buffalo's going to beat him with Aaron Rodgers.
And then you got to still realize that Tua might get hurt. He gets hurt more often than he don't get hurt.
Yeah, but they're making a conscious effort to block and give him some max protection.
No, I get it. I understand that. But if he can stay healthy, he's going to go down to the finish. It's gonna go down to the end, like.
Yeah, they're gonna be there.
Yeah,
they're gonna be there. They got too much power down there, man. You get Ramsey back at the end of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they get ready for a playoff push down in Miami. The Minnesota Vikings against the Carolina Panthers. Man, for a while there, I thought the Carolina Panthers was gonna run off with a win there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Kirk Cousins throw that pick and get blasted? Did you see how hard he got hit?
Kirk Cousins is an underrated quarterback.
That works hard.
That works hard. But his time is up in Minnesota. It's like that team, like they really...
They're not going anywhere.
They are a regular season team anyway.
And they're not even doing it in regular season this year.
And this year they're not. They finally having a bad season that we expected them to have 4 years ago.
Kind of like you said, they've been exceeding expectations for a while.
Every year. We think they're going to fall off. They don't. This year, they fall off.
Right.
That's what they fall off.
And we expected them to take a leap.
They're not that good.
Not at all.
They got, Jefferson, and that's about it.
And that's it. Kirk Cousins throwing the ball to him. You can't throw it to him every down.
Yeah.
But did you see him get blown up on the interception?
Yeah, I saw that.
Man, he got hit hard.
Yeah.
He going to take Monday and Tuesday off this week since he takes Tuesdays off. Denver and Chicago.
That was definitely two snaggletooth tigers.
Got no bite in them, I'm being.
That was two of them. Man, two toothless tigers going at it.
Justin Fields balled first half.
And he made that pick. I seen it coming, too.
At the end?
Yeah, he threw a pick.
Yeah, at the
end.
Like,
they was going.
He desperate.
Played great now. He played great, but it's just.
That snake bit.
Now, you just need that quarterback to make that play at the end. You need a quarterback gonna make.
How much more do you need?
It ain't him now. It ain't not blaming him, but
the man gave you 4 touchdowns.
I'm not blaming him, but you definitely need him to make that play at the end.
He can't stop the other team from scoring 31 unanswered.
Yeah, but he can't go score. You ain't have to do nothing but get in field goal range.
Yeah, true.
Our big man did it a year.
I'm not putting that on him yesterday. That's defensive. That's a defensive breakdown all the way around.
No, I'm not putting it on him. I'm not blaming him for nothing. But you, as a fan, you expect that team.
Let's give it 3 more. Just going to get this win.
Yeah.
Because Denver is, like you said, another toothless type.
When you got...
They ain't got no claws on the paw.
Right.
Hardball, man, to be up like that and then lose that game.
Yeah. Because I definitely took the Broncos in the game.
Yeah, I did too. I think the Bears, if the season were to end today...
They were having the number 1 and number 2.
Number 1, number 2, and number 35 or something like that.
See, that's crazy.
Something crazy.
So you telling me they're not going to tank for that?
I would.
They crazy if they don't tank for that.
Stupid if they don't tank, right?
Yeah. You can get the best receiver in college.
And the best quarterback.
And the best quarterback.
Come on, man.
And let them roll.
So especially why? If you all Fields.
But they are doing that. And Fields will be traded.
And I think he'll flourish somewhere else.
Yeah.
I think he will, honestly. Baltimore and Cleveland, man. I took Cleveland in that game. Didn't know Watson wasn't going to play.
Yeah, we didn't know that. At the time,
that shocked me. When I saw that he wasn't playing, I was like, what in the heck, man?
Ravens, man. Ravens get so lucky with that.
Ravens ball them up. Don't be a hater, man.
Nah, the Ravens trash, man.
Don't be a hater. Speaking of trash, did you see the Houston Texans beat down your Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, I saw. What you mean did I see it?
What happened in that game, man? What happened? What went wrong?
Bro, it's like they knew what we was doing before we even did it, bro. They was sitting on routes.
Oh, Lord.
I'm serious. They was sitting on the routes, like the short routes.
Y'all can't get no separation is what you're saying?
Basically, the receiver, like, I can't blame that on no one part.
Y'all ain't who y'all got on the receiver? Ain't got nobody but Pickens out there.
Deontay Johnson hurt. He got
stay hurt.
Nah, he don't get hurt all the time.
Come on.
He don't get hurt a lot. This is like his first year I remember him getting hurt.
Inconsistent.
No, he consistent. He run routes.
Okay.
We missed that.
So that's the reason you ain't have Johnson out there?
No. No, the reason is they was just no setup to the offense. Okay. It's like Canada the offense is too predictable.
Canada gotta go.
Gotta go.
Gotta get him out of there.
Yesterday.
You don't ever like the offensive coordinator. You've been arguing about
the like the Ty Haley.
Man,
I like Ken Whisenhunt.
You stop it. I'm going. Ken Whisenhunt. Yes.
I like the Ken Whisenhunt, Kevin Gilbride.
You did not like Ty Haley. You hated him.
I like the Ty Haley.
You hated Ty Haley when he first started.
No, tonight. I love Ty Haley once he started getting that offense together. But, of course, I ain't going to like nothing that ain't working.
Canada, man. Give him time, right?
No. Bruce Arians, I liked him.
Yeah. You got to give him time, man. Arians and Whisenhunt left y'all and went to Arizona.
Business. Got them jobs. Man, we used to have a great coordinator that coordinate for about a year or maybe two and go get a head coaching job.
Matt LaFleur.
We can't even get our own offense together no more.
Happens to us, man.
And Mike Tomlin too loyal to his bag.
Sticking with his guy?
Yeah, like, see what it is with Pittsburgh. This is how Pittsburgh move. Pittsburgh, they like to promote within the organization.
That's why they've only had 3 head coaches in my lifetime.
But, no, that ain't got nothing to do with it. We got to just go get an offensive mind, a bright offensive mind. Whether he's on the staff or not. We need to go get the best coordinator.
Best available. Best on the board. Huh?
Right. We got to stop. Like, man, the man ain't been good for 2 years. 2 years, we ain't had 400 total offense in 2 years. Is that saying a lot about a coordinator? What is you coordinating? Because it ain't offense.
Might be outfit, but it ain't offense.
It's not offense.
I didn't think about that. 2 years, never had
2 years and never had 400 total yards.
And Thomas still found
you would stumble up on a good week one night, one time in two years. 2 years and four games.
Wow.
That's how long he been there. The first year, I don't know if you remember, he had Big Ben check down Charlie. Big Ben, they wouldn't let Big Ben throw the ball past 5 yards down the field.
He couldn't.
Nah.
He couldn't.
Bro, I didn't like that offense. But guess what? Big Ben hit it. We was 11-0 start out that year. Then everybody caught on to what we were doing. Started sitting on them short routes.
Jam them, get up top.
Yeah. And our offense was dead. We limped into the playoffs after starting out 11-0.
You know, thinking back to that, I used to hate how y'all used to go to Juju so much on them little shallow crosses.
Yeah, that's...
Because that's what they were caught. That's what it was.
That was our offense.
Yeah.
That was our bread and butter.
He killed on that for a long time. Like you said, people caught on to it, then you couldn't move the ball. You
couldn't move the ball.
Yeah. What's y'all record now?
2-2. We 2-2.
Okay.
Our bad 2-2. What y'all is? What y'all record?
2-2.
You're happy 2-2, though, ain't you?
Happy.
See, that's the difference in the Steelers' expectation and the Titans' expectation.
Yeah, because, man, we... Rough.
Bro, I expect us to win.
CJ Stroud, how'd you think about him?
He look good. Look sharp.
Oh, you give him a little credit, huh?
Nah, he showed me. I had to see it.
Rookie QB.
Yeah, he threw for 300 yards. I was telling you about he threw 300 yards. Them other three games they done played this year.
He'll be tough.
And I said, if he show me something, then I got to give him his credit.
He dangerous.
He's nice.
He dangerous, man.
Special.
He is.
I'm going to say special.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say this. The Texans hit on the coach and the quarterback.
Got a defensive-minded coach?
They got a good coach, too.
Good quarterback.
And guess what, man? I'm telling you, he throwing bombs in the fourth quarter when he should have been running the ball out. I like that.
Let him play. Huh?
Nah, I like that. He ain't trying to make no friends out there on that field.
I'll be conservative. Go for it.
Go for it.
That's me. Play like you play
I
man.
I like that. But
it's like you play man.
But it will be a time when we must meet again.
Yeah. Chargers. No, Rams. Colts. Rams had that game won, didn't they?
Man, Richardson.
Richardson tough, ain't he?
He couldn't pass in Florida, but hey, there's a whole nother level here.
Millions on the line.
He doing his thing. He in that playbook over there.
Man, listen, they came all the way back and pushed that game to overtime.
Yeah, he in that playbook.
I didn't think he would be ready. But they named him early, started early in camp.
So he been in that play. You could tell he in that playbook.
He taking it serious.
He taking it serious. He playing football. He playing backyard football.
Man. Because I was shocked. I said, there's no way. With limited starting time in college.
See, you remember how Lamar, when he first come up,
here you go, hating on Lamar, y'all.
No, Lamar used to think about running all the time.
Right.
That guy, he ain't doing that.
He checking.
He looking and reading the field and playing ball.
He's a good runner.
And he got the size to be like Josh Allen.
Good runner.
To look for the run sometimes.
Powerful arm.
So I like that about him. I definitely like that about him.
Special.
Special.
Definitely special. The Rams making a push, man. That doggone receiver, what's his name?
Puna.
Nacua.
Puna Nacua.
Whatever his name is.
Something like that.
He just make plays.
Yeah.
He just makes plays.
He just make plays. That's how he has been.
He's a playmaker. Bottom line.
And he definitely done played in the. And he done did it before somewhere.
Man, he makes plays.
He definitely can't be a rookie.
He makes plays, man.
He done played in the CFL or somewhere.
He makes plays.
He done played something before.
Dangerous. Knows how to get open. Catches everything.
Catches everything. I'm talking about.
Get it close. That's all y'all do. Get it close.
He got that stick 'em on his hand, boy.
I enjoyed Baker Mayfield beating up on them Saints in the dome.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that, man.
But you know what Baker gonna get you in the end.
You still? I mean, listen.
No, I like Baker when he was Cleveland. But Baker.
You liked him in Cleveland?
Yeah.
I remember you was high on
him. Yeah, I liked him. He's a good quarterback. He's not a bad quarterback. But we all know what he gonna do at the end. When the game is on the line in a big game, he's gonna fold like a cheap tent. He's gonna fold.
Going to the other team, huh?
You know he gonna do it.
The thing I do like about Baker that everybody else hates about him is he gonna take a chance.
Right. He's scared to throw the pick.
I hate watching, like when you're behind. To me, a pick is just a pick.
Yeah.
Guys will not make the play because they're so worried about throwing a pick. When you're playing backyard football, hey,
that's
man,
where like a Kirk Cousin come in. He's not taking those chances. Yeah. He's not gambling. He gonna either see it or he ain't gonna see it.
But you're thinking about your numbers as opposed to saying, man, they
when
don't.
When he trying to negotiate that next contract, you already know.
Numbers. What, how many touchdowns?
He want them numbers.
Yeah. So, but when you're trying to play the game, like you say, when you're playing in backyard football, you're trying to play the game, I don't care if the man is covered. I'm giving him a chance, right?
You got to give him a chance.
I ain't throwing it out of bounds, so
make
I don't get
a play.
How many times do you see this? Guys at the end of a half or end of a game, Hail Mary, no chance to win. They're not just going to throw the ball up and get a pick.
Right.
What's wrong with doing that?
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Because of the negotiations say, oh, you had X amount of picks.
Right.
That's why they don't do it. Mm-hmm. At the end of the half, if you throw a pick at the end of a half, every game, what's the big deal? Honestly, think about that.
Stats. That's it. That's the only big difference.
Isn't it?
It counts. On them stats.
Doesn't it? Isn't it more reward for you to try to score? Or try to make a big play. If they pick it, they pick it.
Yeah.
But front office looks back at, oh, you had X amount of interceptions.
Right.
So the player doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Too much business when it comes down to actually playing the game. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Commanders should have beat Philly yesterday.
They played well enough to beat them.
Should have beat them yesterday. And they got robbed on a call.
I didn't see the call.
Yes, they threw a pass to a receiver. He actually came down on the defensive player's forearm, inbound. Cleat slipped off his forearm, out of bounds.
Yeah, I saw that.
Man, that's got to be a catch, bro.
No, you got to hit the ground. You got to hit the ground.
1 foot's down, the other one lands on a man's arm.
Yeah, and it didn't get
the
in.
The guy's, he's down.
It didn't get in.
I'm shocked by that ruling, man. Speaking of rulings, my Titans, got that same call yesterday, like the guy at the Saints, where you sack a guy and the ball goes forward,
mm-hmm.
and they call it incomplete pass. I don't understand that. Jalen Hurts, what do you think about him?
I still say he's
an average quarterback at best to me.
Oh, you were thinking that before this year?
Yes.
Nah, he didn't play last year like an average quarterback. He did not play last year like an average quarterback.
But I'm telling you what he did. Just like he did last year.
He was in the MVP running the whole year.
He was.
So how's he average?
And he can sneak back in it this year.
But how's he average now? This year he playing a little average. Last year he was elite.
They're 4-0.
Yeah.
The offensive scheme, they do what's best for him. Mm-hmm. They're not asking him to do nothing that is not a strong point for him. He does a lot of running during the game.
Right.
And when he's throwing balls deep, man, he got receivers that are just running open.
Mm-hmm.
Potency-wise, on offense, the way they run the ball and throw it, they're going to be hard to beat down the stretch if they figure it out on defense. They're going to be hard to beat. Grind you out. Because they should have lost that game yesterday if they won it. Joe Burrow, smoking on the Burrow.
Ah.
What you reckon? It's the calf. They can't protect Burrow.
It's hard to guy.
I got so sick of listening to the announcers about his calf all game.
It's hard, man, when he out there on one leg.
It's hard to have three legs if they don't block in front of you.
Yeah, but they blocking.
The man gets hit more than anybody else.
Yeah, because he can't move. He's stationary.
Last year, he was getting hit.
Nah, they saw that problem.
2 years ago when they beat us to go to the Super Bowl, we had 9 sacks.
Yeah, they had a sorry. Now they had
They can't block for the man.
That line wasn't fixed. They fixed it that offseason though.
Man, Jeff Simmons, man, listen. Just bull rushing all game long. They can't do, they can't block, man.
Oh, that's a monster, though.
They can't block.
Jeffrey Simmons is a monster.
And honestly, T. Higgins, I'm telling you what happened in that game yesterday. You might not know. T. Higgins went out early.
Yeah, yeah, I see.
So, you can't just sit there and throw the chase every down.
Right. And even if, no even that, even though he want to.
You, yeah.
But you and can't listen, do it.
He's open all the time. Double right. cover. He gets the most separation I've ever seen like any player. Mm-hmm. They talk about Jefferson. I haven't really actually watched Jefferson a full game. Have you watched him a full game?
He's
elite. Up. He's elite.
He gets open.
Separation-wise, though, man, Chase has got to be right there with him. Mm-hmm. Got to be. Raiders and Chargers. Raiders fought, man, with the backup quarterback.
The Raiders and the Chargers. They fought because like, no, I
coach remember, decision on the Chargers?
Now, the receiver, what's the receiver name?
Which one? For Chargers?
No, for the Raiders.
Devontae Adams.
Yeah, he was out for a couple quarters, I know.
Oh, he made some big catches. He got
hurt. Yeah, at the end, though, he made a few catches, but he was hurt. I think if he probably would have stayed in that game.
They'd have won that game.
Yeah, they probably won that game.
Chargers are not going anywhere, man.
Chargers is soft on defense.
They
have the same problem.
Every year. Phillip Rivers put up 400 yards, 5 touchdowns, and still lose game by 3.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Every single year.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. New England, complete meltdown against the Cowboys yesterday.
Yeah, they
fired Mac Jones today. The world didn't fire him. Zach Wilson him today.
But that's because they ain't put no weapons over there. They ain't put no weapons over there for that man to succeed.
He ain't got nothing to work with.
And when they sign him for cheap peanuts, then they'll go to putting weapons around him and he'll go to balling out then.
You been saying that for a minute, man.
I'm telling you, I'm on that. They sabotaging him. You know the Patriots is a sabotage team. They don't want to pay nobody, and they definitely not finna pay him.
They don't pay Brady. They're not paying you.
They not finna pay him.
The market.
So they gonna compress the market to where ain't nothing left there but him. Man, and then as soon as they sign him, let's sign this wide receiver. Let's sign this other third tight end.
Man, listen. They do this to every player, don't they?
Yes.
David Gibbons, remember him?
They did it to him.
Asante Samuels, they did it to him.
They like the Atlanta Braves of the NFL.
Tom Brady, they did it to him.
Yeah, they like the Atlanta Braves of the NFL. They signed their players early and often.
Arizona must have convinced themselves after that one win, they ain't in tank mode. They tried to go beat the Niners yesterday.
Right, they've been trying to beat people. They got a good team.
Dobbs has got to be. He got to be one of the smartest people on earth, huh?
Why you say that?
Like to come in a week before the season, and he's running the team and he's playing well.
No, he's definitely playing well.
He played well for us last year. We could hold up on defense. Mm-hmm. Should have been in the playoffs, man. Titans. Derrick Henry got going a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, I seen that.
Like that, son. Like that. And the defense look, well, like I said, they're not blocking well.
Defense looks pedestrian.
They're not blocking well, but we held up because we have a tendency to give up big plays, and we didn't do it yesterday.
Well, that's good.
Sunday night game.
Man. Stinker. The Chiefs was outplayed.
Stinker. Jets, Zach Wilson just couldn't make a play down the end. He actually, think he saved his job?
Of course.
Man, he's sticking with, but Zach Wilson actually played okay. But Chiefs ain't, Andy Reid got the same thing when it come out of defense too, don't they?
Bruh, they don't invest no money on defense.
Patrick Mahomes threw two bad picks.
Like,
but I'm okay with that.
I don't know what he doing out there. He was trying to blow people money last night. That's what he was sliding
making
right there.
Sure, they didn't cover the spread, huh?
Do you see where he slid at?
Yeah.
To end the game?
Crazy, man.
Man, can you imagine all the people that took them?
Oh, man, can you imagine being somebody I know who was a Jets fan who actually took the Chiefs.
Who?
Who you know in town is a Jets fan?
I don't know.
Was our quarterback in junior high?
Taterhead.
Took the Chiefs knowing the Jets was going to get mauled up.
Well,
that's a tough game to watch when you do it that way.
Honest, though.
That's a tough game to watch when you do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got tonight, man?
I got Seattle. 31-14. About that range.
31-14? So you saying a beatdown?
Yeah, I'm hoping for that for my fantasy team. And I'm hoping Walker score all the points.
So you got a fantasy?
Yeah.
You been winning the fantasy?
Hey, no, man. I'm 2-2.
The line is Seahawks -2.5. So you're saying an absolute beatdown. I think that's going to be a close game. And Giants are at home.
Well, I know it's going to be a good game, but I just don't know, you know. I don't know if it's going to be a shootout, though. I don't know. I want it to be that, though.
No Barkley, right?
No Barkley, yeah.
It ain't going to be a shootout, but I'm going to say... take the Giants at home, man.
Giants at home.
I'm taking the Giants at home.
No. No.
I'm taking the Giants at home.
No.
And the reason I'm taking them is because Gabe Kapler couldn't get my Giants in the playoffs.
I'm glad they got rid of him. Me too. I'm mad they got rid of him. They should have kept him a couple more years.
Out of there. Get him gone. A little baseball, man. Enough about the NFL. Wrap this up. Y'all's offense, like I said at the beginning of the year, you ain't want me jinxing y'all. I wasn't trying to jinx you. This may be the best offense I've ever seen.
But what? We got mediocre pitching at best.
Dude, you got 5 guys in your lineup.
With 30 home runs.
Forget that. In the top 20 in batting average in the league.
Now, we hitting the ball.
How you going to lose? Who's going to beat them?
Dodgers got the same type of team.
Not at all. In the season Mookie Betts had, man, people need to just respect Mookie Betts.
Well,
he started out so slow, but you see the season he had?
No, they respect him.
No, I know they do, but I'm saying, like, you got to – I'm talking about one of the all-time greats. He came back, and Acuna's going to win the MVP, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who's number two? Mookie Betts.
Yeah. He number two.
Acuna has one more homer and about 3,000 more stolen bases. That's it. Mm-hmm. Betts is right there with the average, hits, runs scored, everything. And I can't believe you talking about Strider for the Cy Young, man.
Why? Why wouldn't I talk about Atlanta Brave for...
He's not even on the radar, man.
Okay.
Not even on the radar, man.
So who's on the radar?
Snell is going to win it.
No, I mean, I get Snell is leading, but I'm pissed off about that, though.
Why? Pitch well, man. He lights out.
Man, I don't want to hear that. If he pitched so well, why they ain't in the playoff?
Well, he can't hit curveballs now. He can't do that. He can't field the ball either. And that team is too loaded. With all that money, not to be a big dog contender. Go to show you, man. The days of buying a championship are over. Better take a page out of the Yankees book. Dumpster Juice Radio, we out.
Boy, I couldn't hold my eyes. I had to just close.